This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off hour number three in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And now Heather.
And Chris.
Heather decided to join us. I thought she was actually going to just take the entire night off. Was her daughter's birthday, and she said, I might be late, and I said, just spend time with your daughter. And then she walks in during the top of the hour news.
But see, that's the thing, is now I have an 8-year-old, so the older they get, the less time they want to spend with parents, and it's a lot cooler to spend it with their friends. So we just spent a couple hours bowling, and now I'm here with my Free Talk Live listeners.
Oh, no, and I appreciate you bringing in a slice of birthday cake for Daryl and I.
Oh, you're welcome. It's actually really cool.
It's that invisible kind of
it must be that invisible cake. That must mean it's fat-free, too. So.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We spent most of the second hour, or a good bit of the second hour, talking about Venezuela and the possibility of sanctions, not just on certain individuals in that country, but sanctions being imposed against the entire government of Venezuela, and presumably also against businesses in Venezuela. We'll get into that, but first, your calls. We've got Paul calling in from Santa Cruz, listening via YouTube. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I know the secret to saving Venezuela's economy.
What's that?
You've heard of the South Beach Diet? They need to invent the Caracas diet. They all lost 19 pounds, and they could probably publish a best-selling book and make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah,
just
they
don't
call
anybody
it,
tell Maduro about it. He's going to want in on the action.
They call it the Maduro diet.
Oh, really? Somebody already beat me to it.
And the book's already out. It's The Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx.
All right, there we go. But I was actually calling. I have a hypothetical question about the non-aggression principle. When I was a kid, I saw the movie 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea with Kirk Douglas. Right. And at the end, they're escaping Captain Nemo's secret lair, and somebody pushed the self-destruct button, you know, like in Spaceballs, and they're all leaving, and the scientist guy's like, oh, I have to go back in for my journal, my notes. I have to get all my scientific information. And Kirk Douglas is like, this place is going to blow any second, Doc. And the Doc, you know, he turns around like he's going to go. Kirk Douglas grabs him, punches him in the face, knocks him out, picks him up, takes him on the boat, and they escape to safety. And sure enough, the place blows up a couple seconds later. So Kirk Douglas punching this guy in the face and carrying him out of there. Was that a violation of the non-aggression principle?
Absolutely. Are there flaws in the non-aggression principle, though? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I struggle with the non-aggression principle probably on a weekly basis where I want to punch people in the face. I mean,
well,
that's just me being a human.
You just
want to
punch them in the face. So the scenario here, the question isn't, is punching a scientist a violation of the principle of non-aggression?
Yeah,
the question is,
to save him.
Is saving someone's life when they are trying to sacrifice their life violation of the non-aggression principle?
What is that saying? I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
Well, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been kind of puzzling over it because this is the argument for drug laws and stuff. But, you know, I've had, like, good friends that I care about get drunk and start acting violent and crazy and belligerent. And I've had to grab people. I never had to punch anybody or beat anybody up. But, you know, is there a point, or you look at a parent maybe might want to use force if their kid is, shooting heroin or something like that.
No, absolutely. You know, I mean, I can't speak to for the other two hosts, but I certainly think that there's a time and place where a little bit of tough love never hurt anybody. And in fact, maybe it helped. And, you know, I think with the non-aggression principle, there's some people that worship it as much as like a religion to the point where, you know, there's vegans coming into the Libertarian Party now that are like, oh, you can't eat meat because it's a, you know, it's aggression against animals. And I'm like, well, plants are alive too. So, you know, right. Like, are you going to starve yourself? Because that's the only way you're going to be the saint you think you are.
So, Paul, let me give an example, a real life example, not one of these hypotheticals. I absolutely hate mm-hmm. hypotheticals. So, real life example. When I was about 5 years old, I was walking down what I thought and what my dad thought was an abandoned set of railroad tracks. We thought that because there were trees growing, you know, in the middle of the tracks. And apparently, this set of train tracks was not abandoned. I did not hear the train coming from behind me. My dad ran and tackled me off of the train tracks. Was that a violation of the non-aggression principle because, you know, he touched me in, you know, a manner that caused some kind of force, but it prevented me from being hit by a train?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. Yeah, that's the whole question, because even if you weren't actually initiating force, you were taking an action that was going to endanger you. And your father would obviously feel protective over you. That, you know, you're not himself, but you're his kid, and he's responsible for your safety. So in that case, he's preventing harm from coming from you, just like I know you don't like hypotheticals, but the scientist, he wasn't aggressing anybody against anybody, but he was going to harm himself, you know? So Kirk Douglas took action to stop him, and I don't know. I've just been kind of thinking about it because it's like, well, maybe the guy, it's his life. And if he'd rather die than lose all his research, maybe he has the right to risk his life to go try to get it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think, and I thought you guys would be the best people to call.
No, I've had similar thoughts to that. And I've actually like compared some of those same thoughts with, you know, I know a lot of anarchists, they hate quote unquote statists or whatever, but a lot of the statists quote unquote that I've sat down and actually talked with, they genuinely believe that the laws that they're enforcing are saving lives, you know, like these little old ladies that are, you know, supporting the war on drugs. They don't look at it as like, oh, they're telling you what you can and can't put in your body because they want to, you know, take away your rights and stuff. They look at it as like, oh my God, there's people dying by having these laws. We think we're saving you from something that we're not. So the intentions are good behind the people supporting some laws sometimes. The same way with like global warming, you have, you know, researchers and scientists that believe wholeheartedly in this, and they believe that, look, if people don't make these choices and these lifestyle changes, it's going to hurt everybody, including themselves. And so when they support laws that, you know, ban certain things, in their mind, they think that they're doing the right thing. And so that's where I've always tried to be as humble and as empathetic as I can when discussing things with either Republicans, Democrats, whatever, because it's like I try to believe that people are coming from a good place, that we might disagree.
Yeah, I think most people are.
Yeah.
I do too. I think everybody in their own head kind of wants to be the hero. So even if they're on the, you know, the communist, socialist, whatever side, even Sarah from Albuquerque, I mean, look at how crazy her positions are on things, but she thinks she's helping. She thinks she's protecting pedestrians at red lights. And,
right.
You know, she genuinely thinks she's making the world a better place. And I think that's something people need to keep in the, you know, forefront of their minds when having discussions with people they disagree with.
Paul, thank you for the call.
With that said, though, that will not stop me from opposing some of these things that
no,
just absolutely violate people's rights. I mean, I have a right to do stupid things.
Yeah.
You can try to stop me from doing stupid things, but if liberty is not about always making the right decisions. It's about having
trial
the freedom to try what you feel is best.
And what's the really old quote, the road to hell is paved with good intentions?
Sure.
And, you know, getting back here to Venezuela, the road to a totalitarian dictatorship is also paved with good intentions.
Oh, absolutely.
To where Nicolas Maduro, I'm convinced that Nicolas Maduro thinks he's doing what is best.
Or at least at one point did. He may be beyond that. This is sort of the evolution of Anakin Skywalker into Darth Vader. That's how I look
right,
at
but,
it.
Right, but, you know, at some point, you know, he self-preservation, you think that self-preservation is what's best.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, he might only be in it for himself now, but, right. You know, he's doing what, you know, he thinks is best might not be what he thinks is best for everybody that lives in Venezuela.
Right.
But he's doing what he thinks is best, and we'll get back into the story about if there are sanctions against the Venezuelan government, who winds up getting hurt? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20, 25% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway? Well, you can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. You create an account, and then you go to Amazon. You put things in an Amazon wish list. You import the wish list into the account that you created there at saveatpurse.com, and then you select the discount that you want. If you're in a hurry, select a 5 or 10% discount. You want to wait a little bit, and by a little bit, I mean, you know, a couple days. Go up 15, 20, 25%. Saveatpurse.com. You fund the account with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies, and then you save big time. Saveatpurse.com. Getting back into the article that we started in hour number two about Venezuela. And the sanctions, currently the U.S. imposed sanctions are only on individuals in Venezuela. Those, according to Fee, that are, quote, deemed the most corrupt and most responsible for violations of their citizens' liberties. Now, Chris, you had posed the question of what if one of these individuals happens to own a manufacturing facility or own a chain of businesses of some sort. And absolutely, now they're not allowed to do business with anybody outside of the country.
Well,
what happens?
Yeah, let's say it's an import-export business or he sells stuff outside of the country.
Yep.
And I will give the caveat that he also contributes heavily to Maduro.
Yep.
Okay, so that's why he's being sanctioned. If he gets hit directly with economic sanctions, he is going to probably, most likely, fall back on his vast wealth so he doesn't starve.
Yep.
But he's probably going to get rid of all his employees or a large number of them or say,
assuming Maduro lets him get rid of his employees.
Sure. But let's say he's a crony. You know, he's one of those guys that he's on the inside path. The issue is, you know, will he suffer alongside of all the people that work for him? And I think the answer generally is no. He's going to act in his own self-interest. And if anybody's going to suffer, it's going to be the people that work for him.
Yes.
Now, that's a hypothetical, and I'm just throwing that out there.
This kind of reminds me of an article from the Ron Paul Institute I read earlier, where it actually kind of like, if you look at Venezuela, right, big government, socialist policies and stuff like that, you have 50 United States that you can compare. Like, who's most like Venezuela as far as state governments in the United States? Well, Chicago, Illinois has one of the biggest governments, and the Ron Paul Institute had written some article where they said, I guess, like, over, I think it was 3,000 millionaires are fleeing the state. And over the last 10 years, so many people with money have left the state of Chicago, which ends up leaving.
Chicago's a city, not a state.
I meant Illinois.
Right.
Okay, you know what I meant, Daryl.
I get it.
Okay, but anyway, they left the state, which is leaving the state. Like, when they take their businesses, they take their jobs with them. You know what I mean? So it's leaving people there. And I think maybe the same thing happened with Venezuela. When the government starts, you know, implementing these socialist policies, the people in those countries with money have the means and the ability to move and take their businesses with them. So they go to other countries.
Or hide their wealth elsewhere.
Or they hide it offshore accounts. We've all heard about that. And so what ends up happening is you end up having nothing but poor people and government employees.
The article here continues, but there's been discussion of going straight for the jugular and placing sanctions on imports of Venezuelan oil. Proponents of such a tactic say that depriving the Maduro regime of its number one cash cow might help further destabilize the regime and may cause the loyalty of some of the military to waver once their families, too, start to feel real hunger. But oil sanctions could also accelerate a humanitarian crisis into a full-blown famine.
Right.
Because Venezuela became so dependent upon its imports under Chavez, The country does not produce enough of many food staples to keep the population fed. The Venezuelan regime has an iron control of the monetary supply, and although it charges an obscene conversion rate to private companies, those companies have to be able to convert Bolivar Fuerte into U.S. dollars to bring in food. Thus, by drastically shrinking the supply of dollars coming in from oil exports, the sanctions could also directly cut off even more food to Venezuela. In addition, such sanctions would also provide fodder for the Maduro government to further delegitimize the opposition in the eyes of the regime's supporters by pinning the blame for the country's hardships on capitalism and American imperialists. Maduro already does this with reckless abandon, but if our sanctions worsen the already dire food situation, it will add further weight to his harangues. For decades, U.S. foreign policy has tended to lean on sanctions as a feel-good way to show that they're against the bad apples of the world. As tempting as it may be to try to simply starve the beast to throttle Venezuela's tyrants as directly as possible, one hopes the administration will give long thought to who will actually bear the consequences, Maduro or the people of Venezuela.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my point. It is a feel-good measure. It's usually completely ineffective. It doesn't bring regimes crumbling to the ground.
If sanctions brought a regime to the ground, then Castro would not have been president of Cuba for more than like 6 months.
Right. And World War I would not have lasted past 1915 because the Allies, led by, and encouraged by the United States in 1914, began a complete blockade of Germany. That was in World War I. And what happened? The people starved. The military continued on and was able to wage war for 4 years. It didn't stop war. It didn't stop the bad people.
Right.
All it did was cause massive death in Germany.
And it also, again, it wound up allowing them to say, look, they are the ones causing...
Right.
It's not us!
It unified the people
right.
with the bad government against the boogeyman, which
right.
was in this
More
case,
sanctions against Venezuela
allies.
Will just wind up causing people to support Maduro because he can legitimately point and say, the Americans are doing this to us.
Right, and this gets repeated over and over throughout the world. We're talking about things that repeat in socialism. Well, in economic sanctions, it's the same thing. You can look at any country that's been hit, Castro has solidified him with the people early on, and as time goes on, it just doesn't work as well as it did in the beginning. But the same thing continues to work in North Korea. We are going to strangle them economically. That's going to fix it. Take your pick, and you can look at all kinds of banana republics that we've tried to overthrow through economic sanctions, and others we've tried to sway their leadership. Doesn't work.
And yet more the U.S. government has imposed sanctions, plus given arms to the people, as a caller earlier suggested should be done in Venezuela. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we spent a good bit of time discussing Venezuela, the sanctions that currently exist against some individuals in Venezuela, the possibility of expanding those sanctions, and, you know, other countries that the U.S. government has sanctions against. We're going back to the phones, 855-450-FREE, and of course you can bring up whatever is on your mind. We've got Carl calling in from Guam. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. Yeah, I was fortunate to discover the Pulse 93.3 a few months ago, and I've been listening regularly, and you guys have been added to the lineup a few weeks ago, and I don't really consider myself libertarian, but I found it really interesting listening to some of your ideas. I enjoy, you know, once in a while listening in and seeing what you guys are talking about. I know we're on Guam, and, you know, the big news nowadays is North Korea, so if you want to, you know, bring that up and ask something about that, that would be fine. That's not primarily why I called. I called primarily for two things. One of them is what you recommend as far as if you would recommend a core library, maybe 3 to 5 titles of libertarianism. I personally have read most of Economics in One Lesson, which is really excellent.
Right.
And I consider that pretty libertarian. I've read about half of The Law by Bastiat. I don't know if you'd consider that libertarian. I think it is.
That is one of the books that I would put on like a must read.
Yeah.
So if you were asking me to come up with three to five books, The Law is the first one that I would suggest.
Mm-hmm.
I would also suggest Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart. I personally am a fan of the writings of Emma Goldman. I realize not everybody is going to wind up, you know, liking what she has to say. Chris, what are a couple of the books that you would wind up putting on that list?
Oh God, there's so many. I'm a Murray Rothbard fan, so For a New Liberty by Murray Rothbard, or I would say Man, Economy, and State. For a New Liberty is more of a manifesto, I guess a libertarian manifesto, you could say. All his books are so good. History of Money and Banking in the United States is a great primer on monetary policy and how it can go horribly wrong. I'm trying to think of...
I would also add Thoreau's On Civil Disobedience.
That's a good one, too. Yep.
Now, I have a question for you guys.
Shoot.
Okay, so given, right, you walk into any library, there's like millions and millions of books. Have you ever read any books on, like, alternative, you know, political systems and, you know, other than the liberty, you know what I mean? Like, generally, the books libertarians have read have been all libertarian-leaning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Written by libertarian authors, so it's within that same little echo chamber of ideas. And so have you ever, just for giggles, you know, read the exact opposite, like, went to the totally opposite corner to try
to
understand.
I've never read Mein Kampf, if that's the question.
Well, I did. I read
that. But I don't believe that I need to read Mein Kampf to see that, you know, National Socialism is a bad idea.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for, you know, being more concrete in your own positions, like reading other viewpoints.
I think every libertarian should read Capitalism by Marx. To really understand where he was coming from and what he intended, what his arguments are.
Right, but the question here was, you know, if you were giving people intro to libertarianism books,
sure,
you're not going to give them the complete opposite of libertarianism.
No, but she
in that intro to libertarianism.
Okay, I guess, see, I'm more of like what I would call like a floater in the movement, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just one of those people that I just want to soak up information and go and try to, like, cause the least damage I can wherever I go in life. Like, that's, like, my life motto. Like, I don't really, I've barely read any libertarian books myself, to be honest with you.
I'm going to throw one more out there, and this is from 1976, but Walter Block's Defending the Undefendable, and you'll be able to find this for free. I think a lot of what we talked about, at least the ones I brought up, are free to download at Mises.org, the Mises Institute. Defending the Undefendable is certainly out there, but that's one that really...
Libertarianism in One Lesson by David Berglund, also a good really good book.
Defending the Undefendable is basically taking the premise that, okay, if we're truly going to defend free markets and things like that, then let's come up with a good way to... How do you defend the pimp? How do you defend the prostitute? How do you defend the drug pusher? How do you defend the libeler? It's really kind of an interesting thing to get you thinking and about these issues, and you know, we all have our built-in bias against them.
See, that's where I always fall back on, like, even in that, right? Like, you could, like, I always fall back on individual responsibility and individual accountability, right? Like, you could have two drug pushers. One's just trying to make a living. The other one, like, doesn't care if he mixes fentanyl or whatever and who dies from his stuff. Like, as long as he can make a quick buck, he doesn't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can have two totally different people in the same exact business. So don't necessarily think that, you know, make blanket judgments like they've never worked.
Carl, did we answer your question?
Give you a few titles?
You did, and I just wanted some suggestions. So before I go on to the second part of my, you know, I have another question. I'd just like to recommend some things that I found helpful so far. I have enjoyed, I didn't think I would enjoy it, but I really enjoyed some of the books by von Mises. The Anti-Capitalist Mentality was just really great, and his book, Bureaucracy. And I thought, looking, you know, just from the outside, that von Mises would be kind of too deep or, you know, and I wouldn't get it. But when I got into Anti-Capitalist Mentality, it's not a long book, and neither is Bureaucracy. It's really in plain English, and it's just superb. And I tend to read stuff more on the conservative side. I like, I don't know if, where Walter Williams would fall in that, but I like his Liberty versus the Tyranny of Socialism.
Yep.
And I like some of Thomas Sowell's stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up Thomas Sowell. That was probably my first exposure to something against Keynesian economics. So I credit Thomas Sowell with kind of opening my eyes early on. But, yeah, you're right. Mises was... go ahead.
I understand that someone mentioned to me, or I read it somewhere, that Sowell was actually for legalization of drugs. And that actually links into the second question I was going to ask. I understand about the thing about marijuana. That's like, you know, almost like, I guess, like light drugs. You know, I mean, like beer or something. You can still drive a car, kind of. But, you know, my question comes in, what's the libertarian take on hard drugs like crack cocaine? I mean, marijuana is like a monkey on your back. Crack cocaine is like an 800-pound gorilla. And, you know, if hard drugs are legalized, there'll be more people who feel restrained now. Well, I'm not going to try that because that's illegal. I could get in trouble. I feel my conscience bothers me. But once it's legalized, you're going to expand the number of people that are going to experiment.
That's actually not in line.
Experiment with.
Carl, that's actually not in line with countries like Portugal, where they removed all penalties for possession of what they consider personal amounts, which is a 10-day supply. If you have a 10-day supply of any drug in the United States, you're getting charged with intent to distribute.
Yeah, Portugal, so they decriminalizing and legalizing, though, are two different things.
They depenalized. They removed all penalties. Carl,
thank you for
the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck, because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour, 7-day-per-week over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. We had a caller in the last segment ask a question about the libertarian position on legalizing drugs, and he said that what he fears is that if you just allow people to, you know, buy crack, then the number of people smoking crack will just increase precipitously.
Well, that's almost a common sense viewpoint. I understand why people
Let me ask the question, Chris, before I continue the answer that I started.
Right.
If heroin were legal right now,
right,
would you go pick up a dirty needle and inject yourself with heroin?
Of course not. But
if crack were legal, would you start smoking it?
Of course not. But the point is that people who have been raised in this culture of drug war for so long, honestly, I think a lot of them believe that the only thing preventing our children from picking up a needle or picking up a crack pipe is the laws that are against it. They believe that.
I've got a brilliant idea. And I'm saying this tongue firmly planted in my cheek. What is it like, I heard recently somewhere around 2 out of 3 Americans is considered overweight. So let's just ban fruits and vegetables and then re-legalize them, and then everybody will just start eating fruits and vegetables, right? Based on that weird logic?
Of course. I understand your point.
Let's, again, look at Portugal, where back in 2001, they removed all penalties. It wasn't just, you know, what they consider decriminalization. It was all penalties, including those civil fines that wind up existing once decrim winds up
going in. Yeah, but they weren't
selling
it like on street corner or like in the local pharmacy. It wasn't like full-blown legalized.
Right, so they don't allow for open sales, but there are no penalties for possession. No penalty.
And I think that's what the caller was asking, though, is like, what were our thoughts on like full-blown legalization of
these
things?
Right, well, let me tell you what happened in Portugal, to where, you know, they stopped arresting people for possession, and, you know, like, I'm sure if, you know, somebody's selling it on a street corner, you know, there may or may not be something, but drug use went down. Drug abuse went down. And I'm not just talking about a minor, like, 5 percentage points. We're talking, like, 40 to 60% decrease. And at one time in this country, you could purchase heroin from the Sears and Roebuck catalog. At one time in this country, you could purchase heroin, or I already said that, morphine.
Sure.
From the Sears and Roebuck catalog. You could purchase...
Why would anybody do that? You could go right down to the corner pharmacy and buy it there.
Well, maybe didn't want the pharmacist knowing how much you were buying, so you buy from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Point
noted. You could get your needles sent to your door through the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Right.
And then, you know, it was because of all of these weird sort of, you know, racist tendencies that people in power had to where, well, I heard that, you know, people are using cocaine and jazz music and white women, something, blah, blah, blah. We've got to make this illegal.
Yeah.
And so then the FDA wound up being created to where it wasn't flat out illegal. You know, it got there, you know, slowly. You can only have these if you have a prescription.
Right.
You can only have this if you have a prescription. You can only have this. Then now we're limiting the amount. And then it slowly became this absolutely horrible, tyrannical thing that we have.
Well, what amazes me, and going back to really the early, early days of the first drug war, which I'll call it, is, you know, when the country went after marijuana.
Right. With an H.
Right. This goes back to the days of Reefer Madness and stuff like that. But this was right after
alcohol prohibition.
After alcohol, not just after prohibition. It was after prohibition failed on a national scale.
It was an abysmal failure. I remember being taught in school that alcohol prohibition was an abysmal failure.
So bad, we had to amend the Constitution to implement it in the first place. And then they amended the Constitution, got 20 couple states to all repeal, to amend the Constitution again, to remove it. It was that bad.
Right.
Yet here comes marijuana and all the fear about, you know, immigrants, which is what it was really tied to back then.
Right.
And we do the same thing all over again.
If the fear is, oh, well, somebody might wind up buying a really, really hard, quote unquote, drug. Well, there are some really, really hard alcohols that are sold by a local government.
Right.
So, you know, like, you go drink a fifth of vodka, it's going to mess you up a lot more than if you drink a Budweiser.
Drink a cup of Everclear and you'll be in the grave.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. So our mayor, Barry, he has bought 20 electric cars now. For the ART bus.
He personally bought them. He went into his checking account and wrote a check to buy these cars?
No, I mean, most of it was, I think 70% of it was paid for by the federal tax dollars.
Oh,
yes.
We helped pay for it, Daryl.
Yes. But anyways, it looks like it's going to be done maybe in 6 to 8 months or at the most 1 year. So people are just amazed that, you know, we're tired of them just dragging out these projects forever, you know, and, you know, disrupting life. So,
hey, they can spend money quickly when they want to.
About, I want to ask you something. Why are you so upset about our tax dollars going to build something that people are going to use instead of a $50 billion something war? How come you guys don't get mad about that? But you do get mad.
We do, Sarah. If you would listen to the show, you would know that we get upset about wars.
I wouldn't support either of those programs, Sarah. And when these things come out, it's not people giving voluntarily, and that's what we're about. Things should be voluntary. I wouldn't ask you to do something. I wouldn't demand and force you to do something against your will. And if I choose not to support these electric cars, then I should have the right to say, no, I don't want to support those. I have things locally I want to support, like a local food shop or something like that.
I am one of the people, look, I'm one of the voters of Albuquerque that support this program.
That's fine.
People like the students, but there's a lot of people that don't like it.
Sure.
But you know something? We live in a world where that's why we have a vote. We elect officials. The elected officials that we vote for have voted for this.
That's why I'm trying to change your world.
But the thing about it is that we live in this world where, you know, let's get real. We all have different opinions. We all have different views. And we all have to live with one another.
Yeah, we all have different opinions and different views. And the system that you described to where, you know, we, the collective we, elect city councilors and mayors and
sure.
state representatives and senators.
Mm-hmm.
And then that group of people, they don't care what anybody that votes wants. They are going to wind up doing what they want.
I don't think you can necessarily say everybody that gets elected doesn't care about their constituents. Because I think there are a lot of kind-hearted, well-intentioned people that do.
I didn't say they weren't well-intentioned.
But there's no pleasing everybody. And that's why I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, you know, I'm almost glad I didn't win my state senate election back in 2014. Because you know what? Once you're in that hot seat, you're in that power seat, there is no pleasing everyone, right? No matter what you do, you could just eliminate government, people are going to be mad. You could just impose government, people are going to be mad. No matter what you do, you're never going to please everybody. And so it's a matter of, okay, what do you do?
Right.
You're
and
not in the
Congress,
job of making people please. You're supposed to be in the job of serving. And people forget that when
right,
they get
and
in
Congress
office.
Has an approval rating of about 12% the last I saw, but yet 90% wind up getting reelected because they draw the legislative. The elected representatives pick their constituents, not the other way around. Sarah, thank you for the call. We're out of time for tonight, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.